We need to fucking take care of business on fucking Wednesday night. We need to take care of business. The fans need to be the rowdiest fucking fans in America. They need to be almost fucking crawling onto the court to fucking rip Trae Young's every last fucking follicle out of his hair. We need to be rabid because that's what this team deserves from us after what a season they've given to us so far. Like, let's push them over the fucking finish line ourselves. The car's in neutral. Let's fucking push it home. Everybody calm the fuck down. Sixers 2-2 against the Atlanta Hawks, game 5. We're going to go through everything. This is going to be a nice little kumbaya session. We're live on Twitter Space again. Going to be answering some questions, talking through it, because we just got to relax. This team is way too good to be fucking around with these Nats that are the Atlanta Hawks, and yesterday was a disaster, specifically in the second half. But there's no reason why this team, this number one seed, led by Doc Rivers, who was throwing out motherfuckers like a crazy wild bastard post-game last night, motivating this team already, is not going to win Game 5 and Game 6 by a minimum 1,000 points each. Roan, what do you got?
Smitty, you're usually the one who's ready to jump off a ledge, and I'm usually the one that's brimming with positivity, but the title of this, the whole mantra that we have going here is everybody relax, and I'm having a fucking hard time relaxing right now, Smitty. I do not feel very relaxed in the slightest. I feel on edge. I feel worried. I saw things from this team this past game that I haven't seen from them all year, mainly just Joel Embiid eroding in front of our eyes. This man is being worked to the fucking bone on a bum leg, and I'm fucking worried. I'm worried that people didn't step up when they were supposed to. I'm worried that Ben Simmons didn't take over the game, or Tobias Harris. Nobody took over the game when Embiid wasn't there. So now Embiid has to take over every single game, and we knew that, but it's just harrowing. We should not be tied up with the Atlanta Hawks. Please calm me down. Please talk me off the fucking ledge, because I don't feel good about this at all.
Look, it's not good. What we saw in the second half was disastrous for this squad. They scored 34 points in the second quarter, and then 38 points the rest of the game. That's inexcusable. You can't score 18 points in the fourth quarter while Tobias Harris is only throwing up two shots. Steph Curry has only put up one. And Embiid going 0-12 in the second. And believe that stuff like that isn't going to be continuing in Game 5 and Game 6. If I'm going to correlate this to anything, I'm feeling the exact way that I'm feeling after Game 1. And what happened Games 2 and Game 3? They came out nuts on the floor and absolutely bamboozled the Atlanta Hawks. And I think it's going to be the exact same thing.
No, you need another bamboozling for sure. That was the perfect word for it. We did bamboozle them, but like, I don't know if we have the bamboozle in us. Like, it is like, how do we know that Embiid bounces back? Like, the first couple games of this series were incredible, but like, how do we know that it's not just a fatigue thing at the end of the day? How do we know that he's going to be there the entire time? Or is there a chance that that he's just hurt? Like, is there a chance that he isn't pushing off on that leg in the way that he fucking wants to push? Earlier in this offseason, he was hitting long jumpers with ease, every single one that he tried. This series, this last game, he was fucking airballing, fucking short-arming jumpers. Like, it seems like there's something there. Granted, he did have that beautiful baseline move in the first half, but it seemed more than just him being cold, because he doesn't get cold like that.
Roan, baby Prince, you just got to relax. You have to understand that Joel Embiid averaged essentially a point a minute in these playoffs up until the second half of yesterday's game. You have to understand that he, during the series, went 39 points, 35 points, and has been absolutely dominating when he wants to. He had an off night. He admitted it. He said he was in pain. You just have to trust the fact that he is going to come back. And if he doesn't, we're fucked anyway. Like, we're fucked. If he doesn't perform the way that he should, or at least 50% of what he should, then we're fucked. So, I mean, what's to worry about? You have to put the trust in him. But
yeah. No, you're right.
Other than that, and we'll get through the callers. I mean, we're basically going to cover everything. This team needs that They need the eye of the tiger when it matters. I when they play to their ability and have that edge, they're unstoppable. But the first half of this series, combined with the second half of last night, they played scared and soft. They let the Atlanta Hawks dictate the entire game and what was going on. They need to come out and say, fuck you. Give it to him, beat down low. None of this fadeaway mid-jumper bullshit. Get Clinton foul trouble. Let Ben be aggressive. I don't know. And I hate when Ben Simmons takes all the heat for everything, because he did basically get a triple-double in the first half yesterday. And, of course, I tweeted it out, and then, like,
we all fell off. Yeah,
absolutely nothing. But he needs to be more aggressive in the free throws. Like, it's a tiring act at this point. He's not going to get better this playoffs, which is, like, miserable, because he's shooting 30% or whatever these playoffs, and he's still 54% playoff free throw shooter. Like, I'm not sure, like, what happened. He's got to do better. Tobias needs to be more aggressive. Like, they're going to be fine. Everybody fucking relax. They're going to be fine.
You're saying relax, but you're saying all these things that make me anxious, unrelaxed, fucking on the edge of my seat, my fucking toes tapping, because all this shit resonates with me. I definitely want to see Embiid getting the ball in the low post. And during game three, he was kind of praised because they said, like, he couldn't get his position in the low post, so we started initiating from the perimeter, and that's when he almost had his triple-double or whatever. He filled out the stat sheet and had all those assists. But, like, there's a problem if Embiid can't get it done in the low post. Like, if he can't even get position in the low post against fucking Clint Capella and John Collins, like, those dudes are good defenders, but they should not be fucking bullying you. There's no way that fucking 7'2", 280-pound Joel Embiid should be getting fucking shoved out of the paint by fucking wiry fucking Clint Capella. It shouldn't be happening. We got abused on lobs. He should be getting the ball fucking fewer than 10 feet from the basket, pounding it and fucking getting to the rim or getting his foul. I do think that, I mean, I would have liked to see a couple more foul calls, but maybe he's just banking on his ability to make a foul or to draw a foul and doing his little herky-jerky bullshit. But I need to see Embiid deeper in the post and him not trying to be a skilled player, but being the big player that he is.
And one thing that is always going to be underlooked, because it's not like the most the obvious thing out there, is John Collins absolutely had his fucking way on the offensive boards yesterday and with the lobs. And that comes down to specifically Tobias Harris being absolutely a weak sack of shit boxing out. That three that basically gave the Hawks the game at the end was off an offensive rebound, John Collins just blowing right by Tobias Harris. And that's unacceptable. And that has to change going forward. And it comes the eye of the tiger, Rock. The eye of the tiger.
Yeah,
They will be ready to play. I have no doubt about that. Otherwise, what the fuck is Doc Rivers doing here? What's going on? He was dropping motherfuckers like no other last night during the press conference and calling people out. If that doesn't fire this team up, hammer responsibly the first quarter tomorrow. Hammer responsibly the first half. Hammer the game. It's the line 6.5. That should tell you everything you need to know after coming off a -3 and basically a pick 'em. It's 6.5. I mean, they should have no problem winning by at least 400 points tomorrow. They should have no problem.
They shouldn't have lost the last game. They shouldn't. They like, based off the first half of that game, they should have been able to take care of business. One person who I do like is Seth Curry. I like how he's been playing. I like an option that he's been for us. One person I did like was Shake Milton, how he played in the first half with the fucking eye of the tiger that you're talking about, Smitty. But he turned into the eye of the pussy when it was time for him to fucking make a shot at the end of the game. He played too much into fucking Doc Rivers' game plan, was trying to force the ball to Seth Curry. Dude, you're wide open from the top of the key, and we already know he has a fucking killer instinct. Just take the shot. Stop trying to, like, force the play that was going to happen. Just go rogue and make the shot.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, it's ironic that that was the only shot Seth Curry took in the fourth quarter after he was the most reliable scorer all game for the Sixers. That's unacceptable. And B, that was the play drawn up in Doc. And then I don't know, was your experience by Shake just trying to do it? But yeah, he could have pulled up 5 feet from behind and gave it a shot. I mean, I get what he's thinking. Like, because if there was a play designed and he just, like, pulls up, like, 5 feet behind and bricks it hard specifically, that's not good. That's what we're talking about all day today. But he's got to have that confidence to just not give a shit. And he obviously didn't have it.
They sagged off of him. Like, they wanted him to shoot. And mm-hmm. he's the kind of guy to make you pay. Like, that was the perfect scenario. Like, it was dropped into his lap. And I like the renewed confidence that he's been playing with, but I mean, you got to take that shot, dude. Don't fucking give up a good shot for a fucking worse one. Like, where do they fucking teach that? That's stupid.
Just a bad game. Bad mojo overall. We're getting to the calls. Cameron, first time, long time, my friend.
How's it going, Smitty? So here's my thoughts on Embiid. I don't think this is a physicality problem. I think we had a little bit of an attitude check issue yesterday. Definitely feeling a little fatigued, but I don't think it's anything that Doc can't sit down with him and be like, hey, stop throwing yourself around on fouls too much. Take it easy a little bit. We saw him get back into that little bit of a reckless nature when he was, you know, I don't want to call it flopping, but just being careless with his body. That's 100% contributing to the way that he was playing yesterday. And he's just complaining too much. He gave up probably 10 plus points where he was staying back on the offensive side of the court trying to bitch the ref. I know he's done that in the past, but it seems like Doc or whoever it is maybe, you know, kept him in check here and there. I think that's what we need right now.
You're not wrong. I agree with everything that you said. He was staying back and cherry picking and giving up points all throughout the game. Was that attitude? Was that fatigue? I think it was a little bit of both. One thing about this damn team, and I think Embiid stresses over it, is it goes through him, offensively and defensively, and as it should. But if he's off or if he gets injured like he did in game one, this team's fucking lost. This team is absolutely lost. Now, if they go into the game without him and know they can't rely on him, they're fine, as we saw in game five against the Wizards. But you step it up one time, somebody. Ben, yeah. Somebody, Tobias, if he doesn't have it, just step it up.
Man. Yeah, and the last thing is if I have been a non-advocate of Danny Green a lot recently, and I think if, you know, with him being out, I think Thybulle should be in the starting lineup over Korkmaz. Love Korkmaz, he's a great shooter, but we need that just additional defensive oomph that Thybulle gives us, and he's just a spark that's been there game in, game out. I think it's time that he gets his chance to get in the starting lineup here.
I don't hate that call. I think that you could really go either way. They're both going to wind up playing similar to a similar amount of minutes. I like the Thybulle shooting threes sometimes, but one lineup I am tired of is Tobias Harris in the bench. Like, I just don't enjoy that lineup that much. I mean, I guess you can't just only have the bench guys out there because they need somebody to take over. But like, if it's only Tobias Harris in the bench, also, I didn't really love that Tyrese Maxey and Ben Simmons on the court at the same times lineup. I think that makes one of the two of them a little bit ineffective, but I think that there's tweaks that we can make here and there. And one person I definitely trust is Doc. I trust Doc Rivers right now. I think that Doc has been laying out game plans and using substitutions in the right times in a way to make us successful. So even though we didn't wind up winning yesterday, I trust what he's going to do rotation-wise. It sucks that Danny Green's not there, but Doc is somebody that I do trust right now.
Got to trust the Doc. The thing with Tobias and the bench, it's kind of like, what else are you going to do? You need to have a starter out there because you saw in the first game, like, it absolutely railroaded them. So, I mean, you got to have somebody out there, whether it's Ben or Tobias. You can't have Embiid and Dwight Howard out there. That would be
I wouldn't hate
race.
That, dude.
That would be that would rip the space-time continuum down the seams if both of them were on the court. That's how fucking ugly it would be.
No, I'm fine with it. I'm honestly okay with it. And B could play power forward the same way that John Collins is playing power forward right now for the Hawks. Like, he could just he could sit in the corner, initiate from the wing. Fucking if he doesn't want to bang in the low post, we'll get somebody that bangs in the low post. And if he wants to be skilled on the perimeter, let him be skilled on the perimeter. I'm for the fucking superstar gigantic lineup.
Then bring back Al Horford then. Why not? One thing about Matisse Thybulle starting, I would love Matisse Thybulle to start. The only problem I have with that is you're going to need to play him and Ben with different lineups throughout the night. You're going to want them, one of them on the court at all times. So if they're both at the court at the same time, yeah, it's powerful for when they are. But if they're both out, then it could be fucking disastrous. Matt, first time, long time. How we doing?
Hey, how's doing well on yourself?
You're looking at.
I'll be honest. I'm right there with you, Rowan. And I honestly, I'm pretty freaking scared right now about primarily Joel's health. Not even in this series, but the following series, assuming we make it that far, just him being able to hold up with that knee. I mean, we saw him go down this last game. Is he going to be able to hold up? I mean, Smitty, you mentioned it. Without him, we're a mess.
We're not a mess. So, we're just done. Like, that's
it. Yeah, no, exactly.
Call it a season. Just pack it up and save it for next year.
Yeah, no, exactly. So it's one of those things. I hope whatever they're doing with his minutes, and I hope he's able to take it a little easier in the paint rather than kind of staying up and pushing it into the arc.
Matt, the problem is, though, everything was going to plan before this last game. The fact that the Nets and the Bucks had come to a 2-2 series tie in their game, and it was obviously going to go to six, so we were supposed to wrap this up in five games, and we were supposed to get an extra day of rest so Embiid could refacilitate, and he could get in the fucking hyperbaric chamber or fucking go to fucking Eastern Europe and get stem cells, whatever the fuck he needed to do in a couple days, and so we could be healthy. But now the plan has gone to shit, and we had an advantage of being the one seed. It was supposed to be an easier path, but if we're playing all these extra games, it doesn't matter how easy the path is if you're fucking losing the games. And so it's just going to be tougher on us if we're fucking lucky enough to make it to next round, which I'm not even taking for granted right now. We need to fucking take care of business on fucking Wednesday night. We need to take care of business. The fans need to be the rowdiest fucking fans in America. They need to be almost fucking crawling onto the court to fucking rip Trae Young's every last fucking follicle out of his hair. We need to be rabid because that's what this team deserves from us after what a season they've given to us so far. Like, let's push them over the fucking finish line ourselves. The car's in neutral. Let's fucking push it home.
It's not even a thought that they lose the series or tomorrow night, in my opinion. It's not even a thought that's coming across my head, because if for some reason they lose the series, everything we have worked for, we, as a team, as a city, as a fan base, over the last decade, is dick. That's it. If they lose to these Atlanta Hawks this series, you blow up the process because it wasn't worth it. Yeah, that's how bad it would be. A healthy loss if Embiid plays 5, 6, 7, and they, for some reason, lose. Like, because it's they lose to the Bucks or Nets, not good. But, you know, it's okay. This is working still somewhat. First year doc. They lose to the fucking Hawks. This trash gnat bullshit team. It's I'd be flabbergasted. I would be flabbergasted. Like, it'd be disastrous. It would be the worst thing that's ever happened to Philadelphia sports.
I mean, the Hawks are like,
no, you booze. You're shaking your head. Name one thing that would be worse. Okay, you say Bucks, Eagles, 2003, that was pretty fucking bad. But one game deal, like, you know, shit happens. This, they lose to the Hawks here, like this? Come on.
I mean, I think I can think of worse things even more recent. Like the fucking the Saints loss in the playoffs. That was devastating.
How about the Flyers just not even making the fucking playoffs after being a one seed last year?
But
how about
this that? This is a 10-year process.
Lapse of an entire season.
This is a decade in the works, and you're basically saying
it doesn't work from one series against the Hawks. Because it would, if they lose this series and they're healthy, this shit was all for naught. Hinkie died in vain.
So you're saying, Smitty, that this team has to win. They have to drag their body across the fucking finish line. They just have to do it.
There's no other option. There's really no other option.
There is. Yes, to live is a failure. To have the cloud of depression of failure following you around for the rest of your life.
Here's a question. When they do win tomorrow, and they will, I think load management for tomorrow's game for Embiid, and unless there's a drastic situation where you really, really need him and he is playing up to caliber, I think load management's going to be in play. Do you rest him game six?
No. What? No. You can't rest him in the fucking playoffs.
I'm just saying.
This team has beaten us. They've fucking proven that they can beat us on our court and on their court. They're fucking dangerous. It would be embarrassing to lose to them. But that doesn't mean you fucking don't, like, you have to just play Embiid until the fucking wheels fall off.
No, this team fucking stinks. This Hawks team sucks. We just sucked worse yesterday. That's all what it comes down to. I firmly believe that a starting five without Embiid could beat them in a seven-game series. That's all I'm saying. And if he really, really needs that day off game six and they think they can win and steal that, okay. If not, then you play him game seven, you just wax him. But I would not be adverse to thinking about that. That's all I'm saying. Just think about it.
I'm adverse. I'm not even going to think about it. Embiid plays until this fucking season is over. If he can stand, he plays.
Would you have taken him out yesterday?
Can that boy walk?
0-for-12?
Can that boy walk? 12,
and you obviously know that he is a detriment almost to the team. I mean, with like three possessions to go, and he's shooting a three with like 15 seconds left on the shot clock on the top of the key, and it's not even barely hitting rim. Like he just didn't have it yesterday, and it's. You can't really fault Doc for not taking him out because that would be unprecedented if he truly was able to play. But, I mean, you got to
– I don't know. We did see
you got to get him fucking healthy.
We saw a vintage Brett Brown Embiid performance where he fucking sat at the top of the key, did a long-ass pump fake, yeah, and then drove to the lane. Like, I thought that we had graduated from that phase of Embiid's career. I thought that we had progressed to the next era of Joel Embiid, but I guess not. Like, stop. Stop that. Stop that. Do what you do now. Don't
Jarred,
regress.
You're on the line. First time, long time.
Hey, guys. Yeah, first time, long time's right. I don't feel that concerned. I was pissed off last night, and I like the title of this because maybe we should all calm down a bit, but I don't really feel that concerned. Joel's never going to play that bad again. That was the worst game of Joel's career, by far. I mean, even in like the 2014, he's playing 12 games a year shit. He never put up an 0-for-12 second half stinker where he's like taking these, not even step back threes, like step into it threes where it's going at the back of the damn backboard. He's not doing that sort of dumb shit. And I don't think Toby's going to have as bad a game. He had a low-key really bad 20 points last night. I don't think he's going to repeat that. I think Toby's going to be fine next game. He's been averaging a more efficient 20 for most of this series. I think Ben's third quarter was encouraging. I think them having Trae Young shoot like 4 for 25 or whatever the fuck it was. I keep seeing these ESPN things where it says, oh, Trae Young, you know, 25 and 18, but he took like 37 shots to get 25. Like, I'm not worried. I do think that Embiid's leg is going to fall off, but it's worth it. I mean, would you guys give back the 2017 championship for the Eagles? Like, would you give that up? I would keep that. I don't care how bad Carson's leg got that year. Like, I'll take the damn championship. If everything falls apart for Joel, he averages like 20 and 10 and never looks like this again, and he's like permanent knee damage, I'll take the ring. Like, fuck it. Play him. Yeah. I'm not resting him. Play him.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you, Big Vax. I know. I'm honestly on the same side as Big Vax there. Like, it's the championship. If you're a champion, you fucking live forever.
You think Toronto's mad right now?
Do you think Toronto was like, oh my God, we got rid of Kawhi so quick. We should have just found a way to re-sign him, give him like an extra supermax and like buy him a car. Like, they don't care. Let's take the ring.
Yeah, I mean, a ring would be incredible right now. And I agree that, I mean, Tobias Harris rolls out of bed and gives you 20 points and 2 rebounds. He gets 20 points, 2 rebounds in his sleep. It's like a lazy performance. He will always have, like, his 20 and, like, an underwhelming rebounding performance if he doesn't fucking go above and beyond. So, like, I either need fucking 10 rebounds or I need 28 points. Like, I need you to go, like, and go and get that extra little bit. Or I mean... there is no or because there's no one else that you're going to start in his stead. Like he has to go and get it. Like he's risen to the point where we have an expectation for Tobias Harris. He's been great. He's earned his contract, but we need him to go above and beyond as well.
I hate that. That's basically the only legitimate option we have. Saying, "Oh, would you rather have a championship, but Embiid never plays again, or have Embiid healthy?"
But but answer the question though.
I would rather have like every other franchise in the civilized world of ours and have both one time and just have an extended like period of happiness, not just one championship and done. Have like legitimately the best player in the world for like, you know, 5 to 10 years. That'd be fun one time to have like our own Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I mean
that would be fun.
It would be fantastic. We owe it to ourselves to fucking, you know, do all we can to root him across the finish line. Because I agree that he's the best player in the world. I think that doesn't matter who won the fucking MVP. That dude's out of the playoffs. We're still in the playoffs. Like, let's deal with the situation we have.
Cejus Christ. First time, long time.
Cejus.
How we doing? Just to get off a little off topic, I don't know why everybody's stressed out. We all saw the TikTok of the Corgi Sixers and Sixolas.
Yes. Yes, Ron, do you see that?
I don't know if I saw that TikTok. Where,
Barstool Philly tweeted it out as well. It's on their Instagram page. But there's a Corgi that just doesn't miss buckets. First bucket went into the Hawks side. Second Sixers, third Sixers, fourth Hawks, fifth Sixers. Sixers and six. Dogs don't lie. Cejus, exactly. Great call. Great call.
Wow. Yeah, great point, Cej. Incredible point. I didn't see the Corgi, but I mean, I would be much more relaxed right now if I saw a fucking cute-ass dog booping fucking little balls into buckets and the Sixers winning a fucking championship.
That's you know what's actually fucked up, Cejus? And I'm not sure how sarcastic you were being there. That actually did calm me down a little bit. It actually did have like a little bit of an effect.
last thing, whoever is Steven Elder in here, fuck you, man. Get the hell out of here, Hawks fan.
We got some Hawks fans. Got some
Hawks fans. Where you at, Steve? Get you on the line, Steve. Be somebody. Defend yourself. Speaking of which, there's a lot of trolls going around at Barstool right now, specifically one handsome Honk Lockwood just tweeting out anti-Philly and Sixers takes just for the hell of it. And I for one, don't appreciate it. And then you have Low Fraud T, who only speaks of the Atlanta Hawks when he recognizes that they're winning. And I've had enough.
Low Fraud T. Low Fraud T is...
he has six tweets about this series, and all three are from... second half of game one and three from the second half of yesterday. So
fucking low fraud T. Dude, you know what, Smitty, you know what makes me sick? Seeing Dave Portnoy stealing Hank Lockwood shtick that he stole from Trista Crick. That makes me disappointed. At a fucking company of great content creators, we're going around stealing shticks on the internet, fucking just jacking this absolute bullshit fucking lazy take that's orchestrated to try and make people pissed off and preying on the lowest common denominator of fans. It just breaks my fucking heart, Smitty.
Hey, Roan, I'll be the one to say it. The captain of the Philly, our Lord and Savior, is allowed to say whatever he wants. He did indeed say today that Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons will never win a championship together. And then I asked, well, if they win it this year, then he'll just say, I said I was wrong. And then instantly he stated, I was wrong about Shaq. I said he would never win one. I was like, oh, that's a hot fucking take right there, Dave.
Yeah. I mean, credit to him if he'll say he's wrong, but, hopefully it comes to that. But just a lazy pile on to try and pile on the Sixers.
It is, but we are in the mud. We've been in the trenches for a while. We've seen this process, and we know what it is and hopefully where it's going. I get the outside perspective looking in because they just don't understand. They don't see it. They don't know what's going on here. And they take the lazy takes, and they'll shove it. They'll shove it until it comes home, and we just have to do what we need to do to shove it right back. Shove it down their throats and up their dicks with a good old-fashioned Larry O'Brien trophy.
Smitty, I want my dream that my fantasy is having fucking Dave, Hank, Trista all in a live stream, and fucking they're there and we're there watching the fucking Sixers game, and if we lose, we get our fucking heads chopped off publicly, and if they lose, they have to fucking caterpillar crawl eating shit across the office. I feel like that's the only way that we can, like, safely, you know, get out of this situation.
That's fair. That's fair. But again, that'll require one of the three of them actually doing something. Chase.
Let's go, Smitty. Talk that shit, Smitty.
Chase. First time, long time.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Go ahead, Chase.
Hey, I just want to say, with the bench, I would like to see maybe us run Ben Simmons at the five again. If they're going to – when Capella comes out, they run Danilo Gallinari and John Collins out there. I'd like to see Ben out there with the shooters to get the offense going. Seems to work very well against the Wizards.
That's what I'm saying.
What about the defense, though? Where is your rim protector for, like, if Chase Young is driving to the lane and John Collins is standing in the corner, who's going to stop Trae Young?
See, that is the only problem. But it seems like the offensive, because I believe the offensive rating when we ran Ben to five against the Wizards was like a 142, but the defensive rating was like 132. So that might be the only problem. But if you have Tease out there, Garden, Trae Young, putting him in prison. I mean, it seems to be happening in all series. If you can shut him down, Ben at the five seems to be the move.
I don't hate that. I mean, you put Ben with the twos for a little bit before Dwight Howard gets out there. Dwight Howard also had 12 rebounds in like 7 minutes last
year. Like, yeah, Dwight's just like hit or miss. Like, some games you see him out there, he's getting and ones, he's making his free throws, he's getting it into it. But then some games he's just getting stupid fouls. You're like, what the hell, Dwight?
Yeah, I like the Dwight Howard, Shake Milton little pick and roll pairing that they had going on. I didn't like how much we were getting dunked on, how much they were lobbing on us. And like, Dwight Howard always seems to have like the response lob, and it didn't seem like Embiid really had the bounce to be firing lobs back. So like, I would like more of that. I mean, Doc was saying that John Collins was the toughest player on the floor. And I mean, that's an embarrassment. If you're saying that the dude on the other team who's like sitting in the corner shooting threes is the toughest player on the floor, and that's not all he did, obviously, but it can't be. That cannot be. We cannot live in a world where that is the reality.
How many lob dunks did he have, or putbacks did he have yesterday? At least four or five. And they were emphatic. They got the team going. They got the crowd getting juiced. And that has an effect. Not to mention, like I said, him blowing right by Tobias Harris, like, he's a fucking corn stalk out there and saving the game for the Hawks at the end. Like, it's unacceptable. Unacceptable. And it all comes down to effort. And Doc will have him ready to play tomorrow. Dom, first time, long time.
Smitty, Roan, how we doing tonight, boys?
Chilling.
Again.
Last night was painful. Last night was, like, the type of game where I just, like, stared at, like, my ceiling, like, for late into the night, just being like, what the fuck are we doing? Embiid, body language, super frustrating to watch. Always just with his hands on his knees, just, like, pouting all over the place, arguing with the refs. Like, dude, I understand that you're injured and you got this knee thing going on, but, like, if you're on the court, like, you're our leader. Like, we kind of need you to, like, be bringing the energy. And, like, that was certainly not happening.
I think it's a maturity thing to a point, and I think that's where Doc needs to kind of take Ben and Tobias to the side and be like, yo, pick him the fuck up, please. And that involves Ben being super aggressive with the ball. and Tobias creating some shots and just somebody trying to pick up Joel. Because when he's out there, I think they just take it for granted and rely on him way too much. Way too much sometimes.
Yeah, the only other thing that I was going to add is this Hawks team, they are so fucking hateable. Trey Young, Bogdanovich, John Collins, Gallinari. Like, I mean, obviously they're making competitive. Like, this is a playoff series. It's getting heated. But, like, watching that Hawks game, it was – I hate this Hawks team.
I tweeted out last night that Bogdanovich has that perfect smug fuck Duke villain face.
He's the worst.
Perfectly.
Perfectly. I'm actually going to be at the game tomorrow night, though. I think it's going to be a blowout. I think we're going to crush him, so we're good.
Yeah, you better. I mean, you better fucking turn up when you're in there. You better be loud as fuck, honestly.
Update from Mark in Philly: his girlfriend will not be at the game tomorrow, but she will be at Game 7 if necessary. So, not the most encouraging news that she's not going to be at the game tomorrow with her 26-0 record, but. If the game seven gets down to it, game seven gets down to it. Let me get to three more calls, and we'll giddy up, get ready for tomorrow. We got Raider. What's good, Raider?
Raider, my man's got the Yingling bottle avatar there.
But could you guys hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Oh, perfect. So, dude, last night kind of concerned me a bit.
No shit, Raider.
Well, not to point out the I'm sorry, I just joined him, but dude, Embiid needs to get. I know he's playing hurt and all, but I know it's just concerning.
I'm with you, Raider. I'm not relaxed right now. Like, the Suns have done enough in this, or the Suns, the fucking Hawks have done enough in this series to scare me. Like, they have proven that they're a formidable foe. And even though their two wins are, like, very slight wins, and we've been whipping their ass when we, like, which is usually indicative that we are the better team. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the playoffs. Crazy shit happens, Raider. Question.
Dude, Trey Young, man, he's just balling out of his wife right now, man. It's just scaring me.
He shot A for fucking 28.
Yes.
He's been put in jail. He sucks outside of game one.
Well, all right.
I mean, he had 18 assists last night, but, I mean, like, everyone's blowing Trey Young, like, the Atlanta Hawks played a pitiful game yesterday, and it's the only thing is Sixers played worse. That's it.
Not, I agree, but I think as long as we take care of business, Game 5, like, no reason to not win at 6. None.
Yeah.
Agree with you, Raider.
Going into this series, Smitty, we both said that it was Sixers and 5 in this series. Even after I said that, I thought that there was a chance to go to, that it went to 6. And so then I kind of find myself realizing that, especially in the NBA playoffs, the media and the fans have the biggest overreactions to single games at a time. I mean, if you look at the Brooklyn series, everybody said that fucking Giannis Antetokounmpo was never going to be a fucking superstar in this league because they were down 2-0. And then you come back and the series is tied back up. So it's like there's we're going to overreact no matter what. We just need to be able to focus, realize that we can win this. And even as I'm talking through this, Smitty, I think that it's working. I'm starting to calm down and relax just a little bit.
There you go. Just everybody relax. We're going to be okay. Bucks up by 6 going into the fourth quarter right now. Harden, although beat up, playing 34 minutes, 1-for-9 from the field and 0-for-7. Yikes from 3. Big Nick, what you got, Nicky?
Long time. Yeah, what's going on? Smitty, I think you need to calm down. We are better than the Atlanta Hawks. If you just look at the rosters, like, there's no way that we're going to end up losing this series. However, I do have a question for the host. I feel like I'm calling into, like, WIP right now. But I have a question for you guys. Do you think that, like, at the end of the game last night, they took out Ben Simmons, who's on a max contract, and he's an all-star. They took him out with when the game's on the line, like, does that worry either of you guys long-term as far as playing against either the Bucks? I mean, I think the Bucks might pull this out if the Nets are still injured, but does that worry you guys long-term?
Well, first of all, Nick, I am calm. I'm fucking calm, man. I'm calm. And everybody needs to relax. But of course it's an issue. Of course it is. The problem is, how are you going to fix it this playoffs? Like, I just don't see how you try to fix that, because if you do, you might just trigger something else in his psyche that absolutely makes him shit the bed. And I hate babying him like that, but I just don't see how, like, something like that's fixable right now.
Yeah, you know? It's unfortunate any time that an NBA player is in a hack of this player situation. Like, we saw it with Shaq, we saw it with Dwight Howard, now we're seeing it with Ben Simmons. It's happened down the line. And it's like, those guys have been centers. And so this is definitely unprecedented. Does the good outweigh the bad? That's what we have to figure out at the end of the day. Is his presence on the court, even with all that, more valuable? And towards the end of the game, his presence, even how good he is at defense, was not more valuable than him not being able to make free throws. And so the team has to be able to make a judgment call. It sucks. We have to deal with it. It makes him a little bit less valuable as a player. Nobody can argue that, but it's just the reality that we're living in.
And I still think it's a little overblown that they took him out yesterday, because there were 7 seconds left with a 3-point deficit for the Sixers. Like, if he was in there, of course they're going to foul him for two foul shots. I'm actually kind of surprised they didn't foul anyway and send him to the line and try to clock that or tick the clock down a little bit. But it's an issue that's going to have to get back. Shoot fucking 50%. You shoot 50%, you shut everybody up. That's it. Just one for two. 30% is just...
You can't do it. It's barbaric. You can't do it. Shoot underhand, dude. Yeah. Just fucking shoot underhand. It's 30%. Who gives a fuck? If you're at 30%, just shoot granny style, dude. It will at least be fun for us.
Can we find this Hawks fan on here? Is he, like, looking to talk? Did anybody see him?
Who saw him? Who saw the Hawks fan? What was he saying? Who saw the Hawks fan?
We want him. We want him on here. We want to see. Oh, I think I see him. I think I see Joseph. Yep. Joseph CB, Hawks, Falcons, Yankees fan. All right, Joe. First time, long time. What do you got? Big Joe, you got
hello?
What's up, here? Joe?
What's up, bro? Listen, as a Hawks fan, we had to deal with Knicks fans last series. The worst. I hate them. They're the most annoying fan base. And I live in New Jersey, and I have to deal with Knicks fans all the time. And these Knicks fans are horrible. Dealing with Sixers fans ain't that bad. You guys are somewhat respectful, somewhat. You haven't spit on Trae Young yet. But I just want to say,
yeah,
the series is close. However, I think the Sixers will pull this off, realistically. Either in six or in seven. Because the Hawks team, we are just hunters out. We have no small forward. We're running Solomon Hill half the time. And the last time Solomon Hill has done something good in his career, I wasn't alive. So I guess you can say that just whatever happens, happens. And I just ask for a respectful shaking of hands at the end of this series. And I just hope we can both just go on our ways. But Ben Simmons does suck, and Ben Simmons needs to go to camp and learn how to shoot free throws.
He sucks. He doesn't shoot free throws, but he's throwing Trae Young in prison and eating the key. Is he not?
He is. But at least Trae can hit his free throws, which is – and I've said this multiple times.
Ben Simmons can play defense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think Ben Simmons is going to go down as a Scottie Pippen type of defender, a top 10 type of defender in his career. And if he develops, let's say, just a mid-range in his career, I think people in 30 years from now, our kids are going to talk about him the way we talk about Scottie Pippen in his career.
Well, I mean, no shit. I mean, he's only 24 years old, too.
Yeah, so. But people have been talking about this guy. He needs to develop an offensive game. I think his peak was his rookie year. He hasn't developed into the player that he should be until now, pretty much. And now he is an amazing defender, but without an offensive game, I don't think he's going to stay like this for the rest of his career.
Yeah. I mean, just a defensive player of the year runner up, 2-time All-Star rookie of the year, all NBA third team last year,
Rob Donovan Mitchell, but it's all right. What else?
Joseph, I got a question. What's wrong with the Braves?
I'm not even a Braves fan, bro.
He's I know Yankees what's wrong fan. With them. That's my question. Why not be a Braves fan? What's wrong with them?
I don't like the Braves. One of their players beats women. I don't like that.
Like John Rocker stormed it? Oh no, Ozuna. Oh, Bobby Cox as well. Oh, so you know it's a history of domestic violence on the Braves, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I'm not sure if John Rocker was accused of domestic violence. He was just a flaming racist.
Yeah. Pretty much same thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, respectful call, Joseph. I appreciate
Yeah, that was
that.
Respectful. I can respect that. I mean, he kept it a buck. It wasn't like he came on talking reckless shit, which I would have enjoyed, but that was a nice measured response from Joseph.
You have to think that they're outkicking their coverage right now. Nobody really expected them to beat the Knicks in five the way they did. I can't even imagine anybody outside of the national media who is blowing the Hawks. I can't imagine anybody who is actually a Hawks fan like thinks that they were going to win this series if the Sixers are healthy. I just can't see it.
They're out there, though.
They are out there. All right. Sorry we couldn't get to everybody. There's a lot of people out there, but we got to wrap it up. We got a stream tomorrow. We're all going to be in Vesper in Philly watching the game, ready to cook. Ron, you got any predictions?
Yeah, I do think that they're going to whip ass. I do think that they'll win by like 10 to 15 points. But I could also see it being a fucking nail biter. I could see that a lot of people have this foregone conclusion that they're definitely going to win this game. And I don't think there's anything definite about it. So I think that there's a chance that the Hawks could come in, punch us in the mouth, surprise us. I want to see the state of Embiid's knee. I want to be able to build a lead so he doesn't have to play as much. I'm really relying on the bench to be able to sustain him. I'm really relying on his role players. And I'm really relying on the crowd to be fucking out in full voice, giving us a home court advantage, and we take care of business.
Yeah, they definitely win this game. And if they don't, there's going to be a riot in the street not seen since Washington crossed the Delaware. Because this would be the most egregious thing. It'd be up
I'm glad
there.
That's the riot you picked.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just it was the first thing. Hey, man, we got baby crying upstairs. We got the low fraud tea still running his mouth. I mean, you take the references as they come,
dude. Low fraud tea is. My favorite nickname that it doesn't make sense, but it does.
Tomorrow, Sixers first quarter, Sixers first half, and Sixers full game. You parlay them, all money lines, you're going to get plus odds, and it's going to be delicious. Booze, Derek, John, you boys, a little quiet. Got anything?
Sixers by 30 tomorrow.
Let's get it.
I don't see how they don't win by at least double digits, and that's, like, realistic. That's just, like, realistic. I think they come out, they're up by, like, 15 in the first quarter, gets a little close in the second, maybe they get up by 5, and then the third and fourth, I think the fourth quarter, you're resting. You're just resting. And I that's just realism for me. That's it.
I hope to God. They win this game because they have to. Otherwise, their legacy is tarnished.
Thank you, gentlemen, ladies. Everybody, however you like to be identified. Sorry we couldn't get to everybody. We'll talk to you after tomorrow night's victory. Believe it. Trust the goddamn process.